Over the past few months, I've learned a lot about youth and their relationships with police. Many of the kids we talked to said they felt disconnected and unfairly targeted by police. Both police officers wanted to keep the community safe and understand the importance of having good relationships with young people. First-year police officer Jose Navarro grew up in northern Indiana and as a little kid knew he wanted to be a police officer. He majored in law enforcement at the University of Indianapolis and says he joined the police force so he can better serve his community.
You know, I've always been involved with the community. You know, I also wanted to give back as far as the mentality of giving back to your community because, you know, my family, you know, that I want to have is going to be living in the community that I serve in. So what better way to give back to them is to, protect them and protect the community of Indianapolis.
While Navarro says police officers are trained to look for certain danger cues and suspicious activity, he doesn't discriminate against minorities or youth.
But, you know, a lot of youth that encounter the police officers, as soon as you start talking to them, everyone automatically assumes they're in trouble. We might just be investigating something, and they might match a description of a suspect that they said. I'm hard to really think that an officer just picks anybody out of the crowd just because of their jeans are too low or anything like that.
In 1975, Sergeant James Johnson became a police officer and worked for 33 years on Indianapolis' Metropolitan Police Department. 14 of those years, he spent as a beat cop patrolling Indianapolis' West District. He kept his interactions with the community on a professional level.
A lot of people knew me. I didn't openly display while I was working that I knew them, but some of them knew me, and we would kind of, speak, but we didn't openly show a lot of communication, and sometimes could be bad for them.
Johnson says he's more cautious with young people because he says they are easily influenced by what they see on TV and could be unpredictable.
They are more likely to not think when doing something the consequences of what they do. And so I think a lot of officers are more guarded against younger people.
James Johnson and Jose Navarro may not have a lot in common, but they both share one common interest. They want to keep the community safe. Youth may feel disconnected from police officers, but Johnson and Navarro have made an effort to interact with the community on a professional basis. For Y Press, I'm Quinn Andrews.